Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Bookie Blue Bet.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes Podcast.
Here to give the everyday battler a voice and delete head noise one laugh at a time. If you're going to crack a beer, crack a better beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. They got some for everyone. You got your middies if you want to, you know, work on the gut a bit. They got your OG cans, you got your Arvo Ales. They've even got fucking no alcohol stuff for you blokes who don't want to get on the piss. Right, another big supporter of ours, as you all know, the Knuckler, CTC baby, thecountrycompanies.com is where you go for all the hats. I've been seeing, I think he's very smart with what he's done with all the different trades and how they have their hats and the slogans. So, you know, if you're a tradie, go check it out for your sort of trade hat there. And countrytruckercaps.com is where you go to design your own. As you all know by now, Alpha Blokes is the code word that you use at checkout for a discount. And let's hear the big fella's property this week.
Strap in, it's time again for Knuckles' property yarn.
And it's Knuckles calling up his proper tree yarn a week. Oh, fucking hell, trendsetters. I'm going to tell you a few other fucking properties going on. Fuck me! Anyway, we're having a fucking go. We're having a fucking go. Yes, anyway, property yarn of the week. Had a bloke down for the potty down at the Sunny Coast on the weekend shooting the potty. Anyway, he had an 8 o'clock flight, so I've got up early. It was about a half an hour from the unit to get him to the airport. So I got up at 6:30. All good. Get halfway to the airport, he goes, oh, fuck, Nux. He said, fucking jacket. He said, I don't know where my jacket is. It's got my car keys in it. He said, I think I've fucking left it at the Sunshine Beach Surf Lifesaving Club. I said, fuck, bro, right, okay. I said, I'll drop you off. I'll fucking start back and see if I can get it. Anyway, so I dropped him off at the airport just to make him get the plane. So he had about a 3-hour trip in his car once he fucking then got back there as well. So, got in the airport, so he's leased on the fucking plane. I'm fucking flying back, head back to the Sunshine Beach Search Lifesaving Club. There's a fucking, cunt's closed. Anyway, there's a fucking bloke cleaning. And I leaned over the fence and I said, is there a jacket there? He said, oh, no jack work here. I said, no, a fucking jacket, man. Is it? And he goes, oh, anyway, goes out, fucking plucks a jacket. So it's about half an hour from the Sunny Coast fucking airport to Sunshine Beach fucking Surf Lifesaving Club, if you don't have fuckheads that are slow driving in front of you. So I've got about, I don't know, 18 minutes to get this fucking jacket back. So I'm fucking driving like an absolute fuckwit. Get it back. I fucking come careering in, past heap of cunts, come careering into the fucking airport of the Sunny Coast. Fucking run in. Fucking jumped all the queue, fucking put the jacket on the thing. Oh, mate, just made his fucking flight. That's all good. So I'm walking out. So, hang on, before I say this part of the story, boys, I'm fucking walking out. If you've seen a car come fucking flying into the fucking airport, some cunt fucking jump out real fast and fucking run into the fucking airport real quick, you're obviously there in a hurry. You know, like they've got a little bit fucking going on, you know. You wouldn't kind of think, you know, that they're not fucking doing anything wrong. Like, you go, right, mate, well, he's obviously in a fucking hurry. I'll excuse him for driving like a fuckwit. No. Some fucktard at the front thought it was a good idea to have a go at fucking me for how I was driving. And I said, sorry, mate. I was in a hurry. I said, I had to get this here immediately. I said, see the fucking plane going there? I said, that's fucking the cunt's plane. I said, that's how fucking close we are. Anyway, proceeds to fucking have a chop at me. So I fucking put one on the cunt's beak. Fucking TJ pissed himself laughing and we fucking kept going. Anyway, that's me proprietary yarn of the week. Fucking career on a bit long, but yeah, long story short, if you see some cunt fucking flying in the airport and passing does something dumb and fucking jumps out of his fucking car and fucking runs inside the airport, they're in a fucking hurry. They're not fucking there being stupid for the sake of being fucking stupid. Right, boys? Catches.
Well, that lots to unpack there. Not his best property. But look, you can't nail it every week.
No.
We have episodes.
He is consistent because he's got to be for Knuckles Carry On of the Week.
Yeah, that's right.
Property.
It's still a property, though. But anyway, good on you, mate.
He must have had some time on his hands.
Mate, he doesn't have time on his hands, that cunt.
No, like traveling or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like normally he can get a yarn out pretty quick. He's a yarnsman.
That's right. Look, we all have days where we're a bit off.
I'm up you, bruh.
That, like just off the, we're literally on the phone to him just before this, booking Magic Round.
Yeah.
The boys are booked into Magic Round. All three of us will be there. Mm-hmm. Grover and Jason, Reggie's are coming
sideways,
too.
Sideways, fella.
Yeah, we're all fucking heading in, mate. It's going to be off tap. Oh, man. So some of the shits that I wish we could tell yarns with that cunt, with the knuckler on air. She's like plots out of a movie, some of the shit we've got up to with her.
Oh, definitely.
So looking forward to that one. Hope the big fella's well. He's actually on his way to Airlie at the moment, and the service is shit. Do better, Telstra, Optus, all of you cunts. Before we get into it today, I think Cambo's picking.
Correct.
Cambo's picking the winner. For today, how do people get in contact, Quino?
Send me a voicemail under 2 minutes in an email to carryon@alphablokes.com.au. Unless it's amazing, it can be 220.
Yes, that's right. And before we get into these, we didn't talk fuck all about sport last step. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the Aussie boys in massive fights this weekend. So on Saturday, mate of the show, Liam Wilson is fighting on Saturday, looking to make a statement. Make sure you get behind this legend, Trendsetters. He's the underdog in this fight, but I'm backing him to get the win. The same place he got grubbed about a year ago in that world title fight. So he's up for redemption. He's been fucking training hard as. And yeah, I could not think of anything better to watch him get the win. So make sure you get behind him, support him, and let's go, brother.
Ready to go to war.
Fucking rooting for you. And then the next day, on Sunday, we have Timmy Zhu fighting for two belts against Fundora, the world's tallest 69-kilo fucking person.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. He's a massive cunt. Michael Zaraf is also fighting on the Zhu undercard. Look, I hope all the Aussie boys get a win. Let's go. And if you didn't fucking hear it, the promo this week that we've got for Tim Zhu is unreal with fucking Bluey. With Bluebet, fucking $3 for Tim to win from rounds 3 to 8. I think that's just fucking count the money, baby. So let's go gamble responsibly.
I wonder if our curse is only UFC.
We're about to find out.
Yep.
We are about to find out. So I think it is only UFC so far. We haven't put the mocker on any boxes so far.
No, hopefully we don't do that.
No. So we'll see how we go, but I think that's just fucking unreal value, that one. And Cambo, what's going on today as they're listening, brother? Tonight,
we're partying.
We are.
Where are we? Gladstone Village, near the Yacht Club, down on the flats, ready to rip in for our next cult meeting.
That's
from
right.
6 till 8.
Next ABC meeting.
So come local. Down if you're listening as we're recording.
Yep. Have you been practicing, mate?
No.
At least he's on it.
That's why you see me this morning downloading music in there as you're walking in.
Oh, right.
Trying to get playlists, but I might be finished by 10 o'clock tonight.
Give me what I want.
Nah, it's going to be good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, mate. It'll be good to see a few trendsetters steaming around the flats, a few locals. And then, mate, what do you got? Rocky Nats.
Yeah, we're up at Rocky Nuts, doing a bit up there too. Catches all up there for the weekend. I reckon it's going to be wild.
Looking forward to that.
I've got to try and drive back, do a day trip the Saturday and then go back up probably and stay Sunday night. So
yeah, right.
That's a big plan. If you're trying to throw beers in my face Saturday, big fella's probably driving unless I can find a sober driver.
Yeah, right. So coming back Saturday night.
Yeah. To play Happy Family.
Easter.
Easter Sunday, ready for the treasure hunt. Get your Easter eggs ready.
Yeah. Fucking oath. Yeah, that's right. Easter this weekend. Look, it's a fucking brilliant weekend.
There's always plenty on.
Easter, mate. It's great. It's a long weekend for most people. You know, Easter Bunny comes, fun for all the kids. We got two massive fights on in the box and there's footy. There's fucking so much to do. Rocky Nats. Everyone just stay safe. Have a ripper. Let's hear some yarns.
Yep.
Sweet.
Beautiful.
So there's a follow-up from last week from the legend that lost 20 kegs and had his first biff.
Oh, yeah.
He's had his first fight. We've got a result here.
Ooh.
Let's hear from the big fella.
Fight update. So fight's been and gone.
Yep.
A bit of advice for you boys who are going to be doing the same thing. You get fucking nervous. Doesn't matter what you tell yourself.
Cheers, man.
Or how you go about it. Or how calm you actually think you are. As soon as it's your time to fucking go, the old butthole puckers up and the old heart rate starts racing.
I've got goosebumps.
But all you got to tell yourself is, I've done the work. It is what it is, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Mm. So, can proudly say that fight lasted 42 seconds, and old mate got folded like Nan's ironing board.
Yeah!
Feel nice. Sorry for him, but at the end of the day, it's either you or them. And obviously, you train hard, and that's the sort of outcome that you want. It was awesome to have all my mates, friends, family. Yeah, it was just an all-round good time.
Fuck yeah,
can't
bro.
Recommend it highly enough. Been challenging to get to that point, but we got there. We smacked him. Now we're on to the next one. So as I said last time, set your goals, set the bar high, and fucking push as hard as you can to get it, because at the end of the day, the feeling that you get, like I had Saturday night after it was said and done and it all settled in, was unbelievable. So thanks, boys. Hopefully this inspires at least one person to do something that they don't think that they can do, but they end up going and doing it.
Mm.
But, yeah, thank you, fellas, and I'll keep you updated for the next one. Fold those motherfuckers, especially Klutzy. Mate, that can't walk like a baby giraffe. Thanks, boys.
Fucking oath, man. That's awesome.
You should be very proud of yourself, mate.
Well done, brother. That's fucking, that must be such a good feeling. I'm very much looking forward to that.
I wish I was fighting someone I didn't like.
Oh, me too, bud.
Clutch is fucking weird, eh?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But, oi, don't get me wrong. I'll be going in there making shit up in me head. Like that night, I will not like that man.
Yeah.
You know, and afterwards I'll have a beer with him. But going into that fight, I think it's a good thing though, man, because we're going to be feeling that many emotions already that hating them probably won't be good for going in with a game plan and shit.
Yeah.
You know, being able to just go in and box is probably a good thing. Yeah. But I'm with you. It'd be good to have that motivation of fuck this cunt, like just training leading up to it and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, mate, that's awesome, eh? I think for me and the way I've approached this situation – so far, and there's 4 or so weeks to go, I've put in the work to be proud of myself no matter what happens in this thing. I'll be going as hard as I can, but as long as I can leave going, what the fuck else could I have done?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's all you can do. That's so right. Let's go. I'm fucking pumped though.
Just I know things that we could have done.
Out.
No four companies. And imagine if you had a proper fight camp. Be amazing.
Yeah.
But anyway, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's sweet as, brother. Let's go.
Well, I've fallen on hard times and now I'm not scared to admit I thought my life was over, I couldn't take more of this shit. So when I was at work, young fella texted me a link. He said, you'll probably have a laugh or two, give it a go, see what you think. So I parked myself at 8:15 and I lit myself a smoke. And I chucked me fucking headphones on and pressed play on Alpha Blokes. And I learned, we are the Alpha Blokes. Yeah, we spin yarns and we tell jokes. We let each other know somebody's there. We are the Alpha Blokes, we'll tell you things you need to know. And if you think you've heard it all, well, think again. Now I've heard things in my time, but I've heard fuck all quite like this. Blokes cover their house in urine after a night out on the piss. There's tales of blokes who shit themselves or snap their banjo string, or forgot to use a franger and lost a bullet up their ring. Now we've all agreed we can't keep up with girl sex toys, so I'll leave a voicemail screaming to clear out backed up head noise. And then if you've got a problem, you'll get advice from all the lads, from WA to Queensland to New South Wales, where they kiss their dads. Come on! We are the Alpha Blokes, yeah, we spin yarns and we tell jokes. We let each other know somebody cares. We are the Alpha Blokes, we'll tell you things you need to know. And if you think you've heard it all, well, think again. Well, long time listener, first time caller, let's hear your carry on. We don't care about your background, your gender, race, or where you're from. And when I get my carry-on cap, I'll keep it high up on my shelf. And when I wear it out in public, I'll tell cunts, stay out of yourself. We are the Alpha Blokes, yeah, we spin on them. We tell jokes, we let each other know somebody cares. We are the Alpha Blokes, we'll tell you things you need to know. And if you think you've heard it all, well, think again. We are the Alpha Blokes, we spin yarns and we tell jokes, we let each other know somebody cares. We are the Alpha Blokes, we'll tell you things you need to know. And if you think you've heard it all, well, think again. If you think you've heard it all, well, think again. If you think you've heard it all, well, think again.
Yes, bud. Are you kidding?
That was shit. Shit hot. That was prime.
Mate, yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Well, I think he deserves a hat either way.
He's getting, I reckon he's getting one today, yeah, no matter if there's a better yarn or whatever.
Yeah. But what was his name?
I will find that out very quickly for you. But he's been working on it for a long time.
Yeah, mate, he's fucking definitely listened to all the eps too. He fucking knows the story of the show.
That's brilliant, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That sort of stuff blows me away sometimes. Like the fact that if people hit us with questions about episodes or things that have happened, we'd be fucking hopeless.
I fully offended this bloke the other day with a yarn, and I'm going, oh, my mate sent it in. You know, this one, he was talking about this, and I'm like, do you know how many fucking yarns we hear, bruh? And he was just off it that I didn't know about.
Yeah, you should do better, mate.
Yeah.
But that's amazing, bro. Awesome. I love that.
Great
well
work,
done. Well done, bro. You've got a hat.
Shit on.
Fucking good on you. Unreal.
Yeah, Tommy Cam Quinn, just big coxie from down here in the DKC Newcastle Flats. Just a quick one, and this one's for all you fellas out there who are in the dad game and are going through the toilet training phase. Now, my daughter's pretty average at it at the moment. Yeah, I always ask her, you know, how you want to go to the toilet, darling, you know, and she's, no, Dad, no. I'm like, all right, you sure? Yeah, nah, it's all good. Anyways, I've scooted off, I've peeled back and gone to have a quick shower. And as I've come out of the shower, I've walked past the room and I've stopped and she was standing there, full turned around, had a look at her. She's looked at me, I've looked at her, and I've looked down on the ground, and there was a big old steamer on the carpet! Yes!
Oh.
Love that for me. Thank you, darling. There's a big steamer on the floor. Oh, that's beautiful. I only asked you if you needed to go to the toilet 5 minutes ago and you said you didn't. So, yeah, that was a good one to clean up. Mind you, she was having curries at daycare that day. So, yeah, that was a mint time for me. So, yeah, any of you fellas out there who are in the toilet training phase, I hope yous are doing better than what we are, because we're dropping the ball a bit at the moment. So, anyway, love you, boys. Stay out of yourselves.
Brother, you cannot talk to me more right now with me and Evil. Evil going through the same thing. She's actually turned a corner a little bit. But with them, I find that you get into this stage where you go, they're going to shit themselves forever, piss themselves forever, constantly, all the time. You feel like just leaving a nappy on them till they grow up and they just wear a nappy all the time. But they hit this point whenever it is, whatever it is, where they just start getting it and it's all good. But fuck, it's frustrating, man, sometimes. Oh, there's a shit on the floor, is there? Your shit on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a bit of that lately. pissed yesterday, actually. He was getting it to help me make dinner, and then it was just a big waterfall. How about telling me?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's all the joys, guys, of parenting. It's good fun. And then, yeah, like you say, you go, oh, do you need to poo? You need to pee? No. And they'll just be standing in the corner just, like, staring at you.
Yeah.
Just going red, like.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Yeah. That's a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just glad, touch wood, that I haven't had any finger painting stages yet.
Oh, yeah. That's rough for the parents to get that, eh?
Mate, I tell the nieces and that, like before, like, and not just them. I've heard heaps of stories of kids go through it. The years they go through a little stage where, like, they'll just all of a sudden, like, bust a nappy open and see poo, and then be like painting the wall with poo. And that, what are you? Oh my god, that's dramas, bro. Especially when they're at the age where they're eating food that you're eating.
Yeah,
like it's not like baby poo, like milk. It's shit.
I'd be throwing up. Trying to wipe it up. Holy.
Yeah. On that note, let's move on, eh? But, but mate, you've hit me there. That's fucking. I can relate, my fella.
G'day, boys. JK from Mexico here.
JK.
Now,
rolling.
I was just listening to the last Trendsetters talk back, and Cambodian was talking about snakes with his bobcat, and it just reminded me of a story. When I was probably 17 or so, I had a mate who lived just around the corner from me, and he had a pet snake, just a little carpet python or something like that. And I asked him if I could play with it, like just pull it out and just play with the little cunt a bit. And he's like, yeah, sure, all good. And then I put my hand in to like grab it out and the cunt fucking bit me. Like just struck me a little bit. And I turned around and told him, I'm like, cunt, the thing bit me. And he's like, you're kidding me. It fucking bit you. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, it's been doing it to me the last couple of times. I've tried to get it out as well. I'm fucking sick of this. I'm no word of a lie. He grabbed the cunt out. Threw it to his cat, and the cat fucking mauled it in front of my face.
Oh.
And I was just in shock. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then to make it even better, his mum heard that it bit me, so she went to go get me some, like, a bit of towel just to wipe up the blood. She was wearing this singlet, and her fucking left tit popped out. And fuck me, she was hot. And to make it even better, my mate's name was Quinn. So, Quinn, if you're listening to this, I saw your mum's left tit and may have played with myself over the thought of it.
Holy fuck.
All right, boys. See ya.
There is so much to unwrap in that yarn.
That was a pretty good yarn.
Yeah.
That had a fucking ache. I like that yarn.
Got hit with it, threw it out, the cat's mauled it, mum's come over, the tits popped out to the cat mauling the snake. Fucking hell, man. That's chaos, isn't it? That's a wild yarn.
Bit of tit and snake.
A titty snake.
When he said, when he first was going on about
with a snake.
Oh man, I had a bit of a snake and wanted to play with the little fella. I'm thinking, oh, and then he zipped his pants up.
That's pretty. That's pretty funny though. When he's going, yeah, mate, you can pat it. Bang, just hits him. Imagine saying to the boys, yeah, it's quiet as bro. Just put your hand in, whack. Do you know? Actually, that brings up a yarn. Yeah, you've been having a couple of browns.
Yeah.
The old boy, mate, sent me a photo the other day. Milo, his black barb kelpie, has nailed a couple over the last couple of months. That is so good to have a dog like that.
Yeah, that shakes them.
Mate, and all you do is find, and it was a massive fucker too, and Dad found it on the edge of the lawn and Milo was all good. And I'm going, fuck, that's pretty brave of a dog, like by itself. Could easily die if it just touches it, and it's just mauled this fucking snake protecting the house and the kids and shit. I'm like, dogs are good.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're trying to get them and teach them to, like, grab and shake.
Yeah, I don't think it's just a natural thing, just the what they do. Like, some dogs will, some dogs won't, but it's fucking handy. Like, he sent it in the picture the other day, and he goes, have a go at this fucker. And I went, oh, that's insane. And you'd feel weird watching your dog do it too. Like, you'd be going, oh, fuck, it's about to get bitten or whatever.
Yeah, like, we had this Rottweiler and it was literally, I reckon, from training it because it didn't have a natural thing like a Kelpie or a working dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the dirty old Labrador just go up and push it with its nose.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, it just popped into me head of going, it's fucking good to have a dog like that in your backyard.
What is the best snake dog?
Yeah.
Nothing for Kelpies. They just say they avoid them, but Milo's just got that cunt in him.
Yeah, well, she's a black barb Kelpie. Oh, sorry, I don't know if that's
Best dog for snakes.
Yeah, best snake dog.
to attack snakes.
Maybe like a Jack Russell.
Terrier breed. Are good hunters and are bred to hunt small animals such as mice and rats.
Yeah, fucking hell. So that I got a foxy at home. She's soft as a pensioner's turd though.
Dogs can smell snakes too.
Shout out to dogs.
Good on them.
Fucking nice. Shout out to my
cats. Would clean them up too, eh? That'd be one good thing. I don't know. Well, old mate story, yes.
Not. I don't think the cats are cleaning up a big brown.
Probably not.
Have a go at it. Like that was a little python.
So they lose to a, snakes lose to a lot of cats.
Yeah, even right up, do cats attack snakes?
Yeah.
I think they'd be pretty feisty, like little mini lions.
I think it depended on the size.
Many cats will stake out a snake and kill it just for fun. After the snake is killed, the cat will leave its body and go about the rest of the day. So cats eat snakes when they're very hungry, but it isn't common. It's much more likely for the cat to leave it.
So they like killing cats. Well, there you go. There's some snake for you. There's snakes.
Good stuff. Yarn.
That was a wild yarn.
Shout out to Quinn.
And the RSPCA.
And the left hit. Shout out to all of them.
Why do fucking crackheads have to wear hoodies? It's 40 fucking degrees outside! Take your fucking hoodie off! I'm hot just thinking about it! Fuck!
Man, as I just had a moment before and I walked out of the subway to get myself a 6-inch, this crackhead with her kids is like... it was one of those double-decker prams, and the other kid was, like, right down the bottom of the pram. Like, I didn't even know if they made seats for him like that or it was just laying in the bottom of the pram.
Oh.
And I felt bad. And then the kid's pushing it. She's wearing pink denim pants and pink shirt, and it's just black all the back of it. The crackhead mum's off her head and goes, "Shut up. I'll feed you at Stocklands." And I'm going, "You're in the valley. I hope you're not walking those kids to the other side."
Oh, all the way to Stockland.
Stockland, which is where down this way, other side of town.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then she's just up the people at the bus stop. "Let's go to Stockies." So I'm like, I felt a little bit better going, hopefully you get the bus there. And then she goes, "Nah, it's not," whatever. "Ah, fuck." And then she end up going up to the lights, like to head there. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, man, they should be
sterilized. You need that welfare check, eh?
I reckon at Centrelink they should just have a sterilizing needle.
Yeah, it wasn't like that, Russ. That's probably what they're meant to be like, but the kid was lying in the bottom.
Yeah, right.
You know, another one on top.
It wasn't meant for the kid to be lying there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, gotcha.
She's just customized it.
For fuck.
Yeah, copy.
You wonder, yeah. No wonder why there's so many fucking unit. Like, how does those kids grow up to be, like, model citizens? Yeah.
Or just, but yeah, they've been through some shit.
But yeah, they do wear hoodies all the time, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they never know.
They could have to sleep
in some random places.
He must have just been sweating and just saw one and went, "I'm ringing the boys. Fuck these cunts. What's going on?
They'd get the cold sweats often.
That was a good delivery too.
Yeah, just spraying them. Fucking going off. I really liked that. I feel like one at the moment. In here. Same. With a hoodie on, but I don't have one on. I think, another week, boys, in the heat?
Yeah.
Boys, how's it going?
Good, bro.
Formerly known as Dumb Cunts on the Daily Blue Weekly podcast, so I'll keep the same nickname here. Just calling up on the back of dumb ways to get injured. I had an absolute ripper at work one time, trying to get a couple M24 bolts undone, having trouble, swinging off the pipe, Allen keys spinning the bolt head. So I go to hit the bolt head to try to jar it loose and curl the ends back over to hopefully get the Allen key to bite again. And I'm swinging in an upwards direction. And I go for one big swing, miss the bolt. I go full hammer swing from between the legs and straight to the dome with a 4-pound hammer right between the fucking eyes. I go, "Oh, fuck, that hurt." Look around, make sure no one's seen it. Move my hand away from my head, pissing blood. Fuck, now I've got to report it as an incident. So anyway, they take me to fucking hospital and shit, get me all stitched up, 4 stitches in it. And yeah, took me a long fucking time to live that one down. Every time I try to say something or correct someone, just go, "Oi, remember you fucking hit yourself in your head with a hammer." So yeah. It's one of my best ones. DC out.
least you're having a crack, mate, because half the time the people bagging you out would have been standing there doing fuck all.
Yeah. That's a beauty, though, just cracking your own forehead with the hammer, the four-pounder. It's happened so quick, too. Bang, and you go, oh, fuck, yeah. And then you go, oh, for fuck's sake, and then your head's split, and you go, oh.
I love when someone hammers your hand, so that's real handy.
Yep.
I remember putting a pulley on, back on a motor or something, and I'm holding it there for him, and he's got to put the collar in, and just I have my hand there. And he's just gone, bang. Couldn't have hit it square. I don't even think he hit the collar.
Oh. Do you know what I don't miss? I still remember, man, winter, like we used to do the rotation fourth year, and you'd be on shift. And over in the dozer shed, bro, early morning winter, you'd be rugged up in the belly of a dozer or whatever, reaching through to like tighten up a hose clamp or something.
Yep.
All cramped, and you'd slip and your knuckles would scrape along the bolts, or you'd slip and bang your hand, or just, ah, the pain of that shit, cold as fuck in the morning, man, just against steel that has no give at all. Fuck! That used to hurt.
Yeah. Fucking oaf.
So, shout out to all the fellas getting into that.
And the cunts that cut cable ties on an angle and just cut you all up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the biggest grub act.
Yeah. That's right. That's fucking nasty shit.
Yeah. Fucking lackeys.
Oh, yeah.
G'day, fellas. Jimbo Slice here. A couple of limericks for you.
Tell us.
So I'll start with a fella named Quinn. He's going to put a few on Moose's chin. He bitches the switches and he puts us in stitches. Come on, cunt. Let this yarn in. Next, we got Cam, a.k.a. Daddy, who I reckon has wrestled a few fatties. I'm thinking back in the day, he never said no to a lay. But now he's a good little laddie. Little Tom, laddie. Now let's have a look. The man that used to rock the dook. He strives for the result, possibly the leader of our cult. Mate, give Klutzy a big left hook.
Copy.
Knuckles loves a proper true yarn. He's looser than a boa racer getting teamed in a barn. No matter where he goes, he owns the fucking show. From Vegas all the way to Saigon. Now we all know a bloke named Tommy. Unfortunately, he's actually a pommy. He's great with his chat, playing doof doof in the back, gets him wetter than a bloody tsunami. The Alpha Blokes team as a whole, helping trendsetters work on their goals. We love what you're doing, now get ready for some blueing in the Goldie. It'll be bigger than the fucking Super Bowl. All right, boys, I tried to keep it short. Let me know if you want some more. Can't wait for the fight night next month and keep up the good work. Adios.
Fucking good awesome, bro. That covered all of it as well. Fucking hell. Great work, bro. That's awesome. The old limericks.
Limericks.
Go well, don't they? Shout out to Rude.
See you next month, mate.
Yeah. It's all happening. Full steam ahead.
Fatties need loving too, mate.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Fucking oath. Hopefully see you at the Fight Night Champion.
Keep your balls out of the bindies.
Fucking oath.
Going on, lads. Hinchy from fucking Dad Kissing Country again.
Hinchy.
Coming off the back of the episode 253, the Trendsetters Talkback, with talking about burns and whatnot. Fuck, do you guys remember in school those mad cunts that would fucking do like Frosties and shit with deodorant and whatnot, sprayed on your arm or on your hand and it like freezes the skin for a bit? Well, yeah, I thought I was like a real mad cunt. I got my mate to just hold it on my arm for like 30, 40 seconds, like major. And I could not fucking feel it for ages. Like literally, it was like a plate of solid skin.
Wow.
Until it comes to the end of lunch and then the whole thing starts to fucking swell up and I start to panic. I try to hide it and act as if nothing's ever happened. But then that afternoon, I've got Muay Thai training and my gloves literally rub in the center of where this frosty is. So I go through an entire class of this thing just demolishing every layer of skin there. Every time I punch or do a push-up or anything, just ripping raw layers of skin off. Turns out that I'd given myself a second-degree chemical burn. And as you boys were saying in the last step, when you have a third-degree burn, that goes through all your nerves and whatnot. Mine being a second degree, I felt every fucking bit of that 4 months. I feel like half my childhood was getting over those fucking burns just because I thought I was a fucking sick cunt and like 30 seconds of fame in the fucking at lunch with the fucking doing some Frosties and whatnot. And, man, I've still got these spots on my arms where the doctors tell me I've got to fucking keep them out of the sun, otherwise I'll definitely get melanomas because the skin's so raw. But fuck, I just remember nightmares for months of just pure pain.
Yeah, that's stupid, bro. That's obviously you do things as a kid. I remember there was a couple of phases. There was the frosty shit. I personally never did any of it. I was like, that's dumb. But frosties, and do you remember chicken scratch? The chicken scratch thing? It's that? Where people would scratch in a line until they bled like
nah, proper. I left that for the emos.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That was like a trend, and I'm going, ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
That's silly.
Frosties were better than Croman.
Well, I remember this kid at school fucking died.
Yeah, he was in my form class.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Because form class was all different.
Yeah, ages and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
how many people die of Croman in a year?
Did he actually die, Tom?
Yeah, he died in the park. He was on he was on a swing in the park.
Like where they spray the deodorant in a bag and then just heave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he had a tea towel over his head.
Proper.
And but he was on the swing.
Yeah, man. Died. And I'm like, don't sniff deodorant.
How many people die from cramming?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty up there, eh? Would you even get much of a high?
Yeah, you would. It's pretty much you cut the...
Oh, just like the initial bit.
Yeah, it just trip, like, pass. It'd be like your brain. I reckon this is...
It removes all the oxygen from your brain.
Yeah, it'd be like Nangs, except it's probably more chemicals than just cutting your brain
off
of oxygen.
Very similar concept. Give me a stat. There's two that have died since 2019.
I wonder if it's because it's almost like a suicide that they don't report. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they're not meaning to kill themselves.
Nah, it's the same as like...
They're just trying to fuck themselves up. But yeah, man, it's pretty hectic stuff. Kids do stupid things for attention.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids, if you listen.
But I don't even know if it was attention...
No, I'm more meant the deodorant.
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah,
they find shit. Parents have found their kids just in their bedrooms at home.
Yeah, Croman's different.
Yeah.
That's like finding something like a drug would do,
that'd be fucking heartbreaking.
That's why all the deodorants in like Catherine and all that, man, are behind locked things.
Yeah.
Because people just find whatever they can, like petrol, to sniff fucking deodorant.
That glue that we're on about the other week.
Yeah.
The sniffing glue, not the eating glue.
Yeah.
That's eating glue.
That's fucking eating glue.
Yeah, pretty much exactly what Tom said. That's why Woolies locks them up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know what I'd be scared about with those Frosties is like the compressed air.
Oh, man.
It's a bit like when you get hydraulic oil or something pierced into you and they've got to keep cutting. Remember those videos?
Yuck. The oil injection.
Yeah.
Fuck me. That when you're using those high torques and shit,
throw a photo up of that. I feel like I'll be back in the morning.
I don't want to watch it.
Oil injection
injury. It's fucked, man. There's like you just see a.
That's the one they used to show us in the middle there.
Because, Quinn, what happens is it's a point of entry, looks like that, but they have to cut you wide open to get all the. Oh, man.
Oil out, yeah.
So, like, when you're using these high torques and shit like that, there's that much pressure in these hoses that if they're not done right or there's a little leak or whatever, the pressure in there can just pierce your skin easy if there's a leak and shit.
And they got to keep cutting to get it
out. Nasty shit. Nasty.
Nasty. Okay, moving on.
The one time I was had a bit of cunt in me in high school, boys, big captain of the debating team, you know me.
True.
Big debating team.
Yeah, but anyway, someone came up to me.
Debating.
By the way, this isn't the last of that. Keep going.
Someone just came up to me and started giving me one, a Frosty, and I just grabbed the can and got him in the eye. Fuck
yeah, did you?
Yeah, just fuck off.
Can you talk to us a bit about the debate team?
Yeah. Were you the leader?
Would you believe that wasn't a big sports guy?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's... I'm just interested, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well... You know, because I saw it as a way to sort of just because you get put on the spot, right?
Yeah.
And you got to pretty much yarn and argue.
Get yourself out of them.
Yeah. They give you neutral points, so like you'll find one or whatever.
It's like barrister training or lawyer training. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like you got to talk your way out of this, and then but the funnest part was the opposing team would say their argument, but then you got to say, "No, you're wrong because of this." And if you got like a couple good points across and nailed them. Captain.
Mate, imagine if like 1 week you hit us with a neutral topic and Cam and I had a debate. Like we had like a 5-minute debate on the topic.
I'd be the adjudicator, mate.
Fucking funny ass. We'll keep that up the sleeve, eh, for when we're running out of content.
which is never.
Shout out to Frosties and Debates.
Yeah, Frosties, Debates, and everything else.
Well, we could have a field day with that, I think.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. Just hitting us with a random
couple
topic.
Podiums and shit.
Yeah.
Does that just cause an absolute screaming match and we both throw our mics down and walking out? Or is it has to be, you can't, do you set rules, you can't swear?
It's proper rules, like you got to be.
And you can't just keep repeating yourself.
Do you remember remember just getting a good win, Quinno?
Yeah.
Like just
all the time, mate.
Yeah. Nah. Fucking
right. Like I've always said, the best arguments I've seen over the years, it was a bloke that did not use one swear word, did not repeat himself.
Yeah, articulate.
And just kept moving forward. And it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen performed. It was better than any music, any song, this argument. And he just stayed calm. And the other bloke was just getting redder and redder and redder and just blew his fucking lid.
If that's not, doesn't describe certain people out there, like they don't like sport, they just love arguing with cunts.
Yeah.
Like there are some people who are put on this earth just to disagree with cunts.
Yep.
And they literally have a sport for it, and that's what it is, debating. That's right. It's like, hey, man, you love just disagreeing with every cunt? Go fucking debate.
That's called politician, ladies and gentlemen.
I lost the remote the other day, right? Something happened and turned the TV on and it was on this channel. On free to air, don't know what it was. Might have been a kid's cartoon, which changed. They ended up being on the TV, the Parliament House, and they were talking. Those cunts are the biggest jokes I've ever seen. You should have seen them carrying on.
Proper.
Yelling over the top of each other, and they're standing up going, no, and then I'm just going, what the fuck's this?
Yeah. They
were yelling like children, bro, at each other.
I was lost in a spiral the other day on YouTube, and I was watching the top 50 politician blow-ups.
Well, yeah.
In the house.
Yeah.
And, they fucking get into each other. It was pretty funny.
Mate, there was cunts yelling from the back and they're standing up and pointing and shit. And I'm going, are these the fucking idiots that are actually, oh my God.
Yeah.
Imagine being the speaker. The speaker's the bloke with the gavel, says like, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like, order. Like, yeah. Order. Order.
Like, oh, excuse me, Mr. Speaker. And you're just like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. I didn't really, because I don't give a fuck about any of the Pelicans.
Nah, none of them.
But I just happened to be there and I'm going, hang on. Are these, like, is that the cunts? And I'm like, yep, it is. And they're literally bickering like fuckwits.
Mm.
Yeah. I went, wow. That's just, yeah. Anyway, moving on from that.
That was a spiral.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Righto, boys. Off the back of today's episodes of Cam's fuck-ups and the likes, I've got one for you. It's probably not as important as some of Cam's, but it definitely gave me bulkhead noise. So the week before Christmas, it was a Sunday. Didn't have a heap going on, so I thought I'd, get out there and do a bit of shit. So I built myself some cornhole boards for Chrissy, for the family to play and whatnot. Anyway, so I'm in the shed, grab me drop saw, need a PowerPoint, all good. Get the cornhole boards built. Then I finish up, pack all my shit up, plugging everything back in, make sure it's all good. And I look over at the electric fence energizer and I went, oh, nah, I don't need that cunt. It can stay off. I don't have any cattle around the house at the moment. All good. Anyway, about a week later, walk out. No, I didn't fucking leave the fence energizer off, did I? I left the fucking deep freezer off full of home kill for a week in the middle of summer. 40 fucking degree heat. And my deep freezer has turned into a giant fucking pig trap. So put it this way, I was not the flavour of the month in the fucking household that week. So there wasn't any sausages being cooked at Christmas time. You know, between Chrissy New Year, the blur, there was no fucking, reverse seared steaks. There was no brisket. No. All of that cunt went to the dogs and down the fucking gully.
Oh,
bulkhead noise, boys. No. Stay out of yourselves. Bye-bye.
Fuck. That's fucked. I can't relate to having like good meat go off like that, but I can relate to a freezer going off, and so can you, Cam. Remember those fucking? I used to have this Tucker Box freezer down at Agnes, the beach house, and you'd only go down there every fucking, couple of weeks or whatever, And that's where you'd put all the fish frames and shit for crab pot bait and stuff like that. Yeah, had a storm. Tripped the power out, come back on, freezer stayed off. Fuck, bro.
That was fucking pretty good. I just got a whiff before.
Oh, man. In the rain and just out the front, like tipping it.
Yeah.
I can smell it. It's fucked. That is just the smell of rotting. Oh, man. Yeah, anyone who's gone through that, no, and you have to deal with it. Like, if you can freeze it again and then get rid of it, it's probably the go.
Switch it back on, wait a couple of days.
But, yeah, it's fucking gross. So, can relate a little bit there, brother.
He's got a nice carry-on then.
Oh, yeah, nice. Alivey.
Alivey.
Live property.
Daycare is called. Mia's arm is swollen from allergic reaction. I need to go get her.
Beautiful.
Now the tick to the box this week.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Right. Built for this shit.
Boys. Oh, Peter, Penis Eater, la 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 la, lurking once again. Or Peter, Pumpkin Eater. Whatever you want.
Penis.
What do you got? What do you chase? What do you want? What do you got? Anyway, I'll leave it up to you. But I'm a boilie by trade. And just going off the back of your welding injuries and that. So I've seen a few good ones. Balls of molten steel running into my arse crack's definitely one. And also into my ears hole. But one that's actually in my poor little dome forever was a workmate of mine. So not fully welding related, but close to fucking enough. So anyway, on this day, we were building sheds. And we're installing downpipes onto some gutters. So cutting 100mm hole with a hole saw. Anyway, we're up in the scissor working away and that, and I have my back to this bloke, but I just hear this almighty scream. The scissors bouncing around, I'm on the handrail, what the fuck's going on? Scared enough of heights as it is. Anyway, turns out this bloke, as he's gone to peel back the gutter to get the hole saw in, he's accidentally pulled the trigger and just clean ripped out his index fingernail.
Fucking injury.
All about that one. Went down the truck, wrapped her up. The tough bastard kept working for the next 4 hours just to get the job done, and then drive about 2 hours home to get the hospital. But boys, if that was me, I would be carrying on. Anyway, stay over it.
Peter the Penis Deluder.
Peter Penis Eater. Yeah, that would have hurt. Fingernails getting ripped off, that's you'd want it when your fingernail gets, because I've had a heat where I've kicked it or it's lifted. That's the shittest situation, because at least if you rip it off completely, it's gone. But when you hit it or rip it enough that you've got a, like, I've been in a situation before, I've looked at it for a while and went, yeah, that's got to come off. Got to commit, and you just got to grab it and fucking
righty, whoa. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Well, I'm cringing. Today's fucking injuries plus.
Yeah.
See, I was worse with you explaining that than looking at the fucking oil injection then.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because you can feel that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, one of my mates used to get ingrown toenails growing up.
Yeah.
In his big toes. Poor cunt, man. He's always had that swollen, pussy big toe, and they'd have to cut it and go. Oh.
I always see it getting bad, and I'll cut it.
Will you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking bad news, eh? Your big toe, bro. Yeah, it's bad juju if your big toe's fucked.
I remember you were real impressed with me when I got that fork out in Canada. And was it you? I don't know. Someone was blowing up at me, and I had to lift it up and cut it.
Oh,
over there, obviously, snowboard boots, you know, in thongs, letting it breathe like that. And they're like, did you really need to use the fork out of our fucking cutlery drawer? And I'm like, well, we don't really have anything else here. And then I think I washed it and put it back in, and they were not okay with it.
Yeah. I can understand why.
Yeah. Heck,
would have washed it just under the tap with the
fucking
chucks. There
was a couple of home truths coming in Daddy's way that day.
Home truce with Daddy.
Yeah. I've copped a few today.
Yes, you have.
G'day, champions. Got a true yarn for you. Actually, it's a true yarn cross between a what would you do scenario. Ooh. Here it is. Over the weekend, at a wedding just out of Barnawatha, Victoria, just upstream from Howlong, where Quinny used to live.
Hey.
Wedding's down on the river. Beautiful afternoon, beautiful setting. Midway through the afternoon, proceedings are going beautifully, as they do, and fuck me dead if I'm a lion. I'm a rude fan too, guys. This fucking crackhead has obviously had too much of the old devil's dandruff, you know, the old booger sugar. Mm. Next thing, she's up next to the stage at the wedding, dropped her pants middle of the afternoon and lays a big fucking turd on the ground right next to the wedding stage. Can you fucking believe it?
What?
Well, what do you do? She was arsehole out of the wedding. The boyfriend was arsehole out with her. And the poor fucking father-in-law, he was left to pick up the fucking dirty great dump on the ground like a fucking dog's poo, pooper scooper, picked it up, went and got rid of it. Now the question, boys, if you were the boyfriend of that lovely, delightful young lass, what would you do? Hit me with it.
Holy fuck.
Bit on
spewing or whatever's different, dropping them and laying a
Like, I think if you had irritable bowel syndrome and you'd left your pants on or,
shit yourself,
or ran
different
to the corner, or ran to the corner, but if you've just laid it out.
To me, it's like she's gone up there to purposely shit
on to poo on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In front of everything.
She might be going home with a lot of coin right now. Someone might have dared her.
That's wild, man.
I doubt she got dared, but that is wild.
What? Like, because he's going, what would you do if your missus? So your missus, you're at a wedding and your missus walks up and just does a poo beside the stage.
I'd be in the car.
I'm picturing Beck shitting next to a stage, just going, oi, what the fuck? Oh, man, that's wild.
I'll tell you who'd be on the phone, a rehab.
Yeah, yeah. That's a wild yarn, eh?
Like, yeah, even if that was reverse scenarios and a bloke did it and the wife looking at him like, how do you recover from
it? Oi, that's something that you never forget, though, till the day you die. Like, that's a yarn that'll get told
remember
forever.
Remember when you shit on the wedding stage?
Yeah. Hey, remember that wedding? Remember Jacko's wedding when that chill was shut on the stage?
Was off guts.
Off of guts, just laid a steamer. Holy fuck.
That must have been a lot of, it must have been a lot of chemical energy there to probably lose focus.
It must have just
that.
Also just been a unit.
Like, I've
proper.
But see, I've been in a few states, right, over my life.
Mm. Yeah, Queensland, New South Wales.
That's right. Use your imagination. I've never felt like pooing next to a stage at a wedding.
In front of
everyone, like laying a shit. You might feel a bit weird or have a bit on or a shit yourself, but just going to lay a turd on the ground, that's more than she's got a bit on there.
Mm.
That's a wild yarn. That's a
shout out to Barnawatha.
That's a fucking wild yarn, man.
What?
Ha! Huh. Fucking cheers.
See if you can get a name for us. I'd like to see what she looked like.
Mm. I might even know her. You never know.
Yeah, it's probably your sister.
Nah, she didn't live in Barnawatha, mate. Dad did.
Oh, I forgot, yeah. Dad did.
Boys! You know what day it is, boys? Fuck yeah, you know what day it is. It's fucking Friday. Woo! Just in the big banger, boys, on the way home. I'm about 20k out, nearly fucking there, nearly done for the week. Nice. Fuck yeah. And I'm on my way home, boys. And you know what? I come past the turnoff, and the kids are just being dropped off the school bus. Oh, yeah. And you know what they do, boys? They want me to blow the air horn. Hey, you know what I do, boys? I fucking blow the air horn. Yeah, I am. Woohoo! You remember doing that as kids, boys? Ah, fucking loved it. Fucking good feeling. Fuck, I'm on a high. Young fella turned 3 today. Go home, have a birthday cake.
Fucking oath. How good is that?
Fuck, a bit of devil's dandruff there, dude.
Do you know one thing I do miss? Like, as in
whipper?
Yeah, that's right. But like when you used to go to work, like out of the mines or whatever.
Yeah.
That was a fucking beautiful feeling finishing.
Oh, and serotonin lift.
And coming home and going, I've got 7 off. And just not having any commitments and being excited for it. Fuck, it was good. Like, I have the best job in the world. I'm so happy with where we are right now.
We don't really have a roster, though.
But there's not one single time in my life that I go, time off or whatever.
Nah.
And that's just how the game is. Like, we get to do what we love, but we do what we love all the time.
You know when I get the tiniest bit of that?
Why?
When? On a Tuesday morning before my phone rings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, if I haven't got like an excavation job booked in, but I know he's got phone meetings, but I'm like, that's okay. But I'm like, I don't have to be rocking up and meeting someone.
It
only happens to about 8 a.m.
I sort of get it on a Friday morning because Reggie's Thursday night. But not, if we're not going away, if I've got a weekend at home, Friday morning's like, right, oh, cool. Harry plays soccer Saturday morning, just a bit on. But that is one thing, guys, that feeling of walking out the gate, scanning off and going, week at home, baby, let's go. That is a great feeling. If you could bottle that feeling there, whew, you know, it's
you'll make some coin, brother.
Yeah.
Better than that snake venom.
It's a good feeling. So good on you, bro. Hope everyone's nearing the end of their week. It's Thursday. A lot of yous might have one day left. A lot of yous might be your first day off. Fucking soak it in, brothers and sisters.
Couple more, eh?
Yeah.
Finish off.
How are we, boys?
Good, brother.
Hado here from deep down in dad kissing country. Just listening to your latest trendsetter talk back. It's sparked a memory about little Dave, your psycho that you went to school with. We also had a psycho. I won't name his name because I'm pretty sure he's in fucking jail. He brought this fuck-off bunger to school one day. He's like, oh, boys, where are we going to fucking let this off? We're like, oh, just settle down, man. We probably can't. It's a bit too big. He's like, nah, fuck it. She'll be right. We're in high school, probably year 9. Just before lunch ended, we're going back to class. We lit this thing and all this smoke was just bellowing out of this corner. We put it in a garden bed. And fuck me, it was loud. Next minute, there's all fucking literally chipped the brick away from like inside the garden because it was that intense.
Yeah. Oh, big.
We had teachers in the office that thought the science lab blew up.
Oh.
And there was just talk over everywhere. Everyone's freaking out. So the next class we go into, they blatantly know who it was. Mm. So I get a call up to the principal's office. Hayden, where were you just before lunch off? Oh, sorry, boys. I was just down the bottom playing a bit of footy, you know. Like, what time did you come? Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, you don't know anything about that explosion? No, but it was bloody loud, but hey, it really scared me. I heard it from down the bottom oval and got away with it.
Yeah, nice.
Righto, boys. Stay out of yourself.
Bit of a mix-up in lingo there. A bunger to me is a big old joint green.
Yeah, I thought he just snoop-dogged his way into school. Yeah, going, come out here.
Yeah, that's right, light this up. When he's going, fuck, it was loud, I'm thinking, I've never had a loud joint.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there you go. That's pretty funny, eh? The old fireworks. Off the back of that, though, I know a person pretty well that works at a school that's pretty dodgy. And, mate, some of the yarns of what the kids are doing nowadays is pretty hectic, hey?
Yeah.
Like they're bringing – this kid's brought a knife to school, brought weed to school, brought all his shit in grade, like, 3.
Are they bringing weed to school?
Like as in comes from troubled fucking you know, troubled families and that, has no sort of guidance, just pretty much thrown there to get away from the house and that for a while at some of these schools. Not from here or whatever, just, no names or anything, but just it's pretty wild what you, like, you think of yourself in grade 3 or whatever, how innocent you were, and coming from a good family. It's pretty wild what some of these kids are exposed to now. And
yeah, I remember the old Tom Thumbs in the toilet. Fireworks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Seeing how far you piss up the wall.
Yeah. Those fucking waterproof cunts were nothing to play with, though.
No, fuck no. Those cunts, play off your jet ski.
Yeah, yeah.
And at $40 a pop, you'd want it to, too.
Fucking right. Still remember putting it in that rock pool, mate, and the crab disappeared.
Fucking hell. Felt like Paul Hogan on the Crocodile Dundee 2 at the start. Dynamite fishing.
Yeah.
I can't believe the old fellas used to get away with that, doing that 30 years ago.
Dynamite fishing.
They're out hacking up the Clive River.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can't name names, but...
We don't name names here.
No. It probably was more than 30 years ago, to be honest.
Mm.
Some of those blokes probably 70 now.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's only 1990-something now, 2 years before we're 30 this year.
Yeah.
So it's like that only got dynamite fishing when we were born.
No.
Yeah.
One more.
Right, let's go.
How's it going, boys?
Good, bro.
Just Gazza from Perth ringing up again with a bit more head noise.
Thanks,
this time it is head noise that I give myself. So, when I'm driving somewhere and I'm following a map, when I get close to where I'm going, I turn the volume down to see better. Don't know why I do it.
Yeah.
after I've done it, I think, fucking hell, the ears aren't exactly helping the eyes see better by turning the volume down. It's not doing anything, but somehow it works. Mm. So the other thing I do as well, which is fucking stupid, but I do it a lot, and a couple of blokes have seen me doing it and laughed at me after I've done it. So I will go and buy a takeaway coffee when it is boiling hot, when it's freezing cold, sorry. I'll order it boiling hot, extra hot. And then I proceed to try and blow in the small mouth hole, expecting it to cool it down, and still get pissed off when I burn my tongue on the coffee. So, yeah. Surely there's some other people that do shit like that out there. I was just wondering if there's anything you blokes do, or there's any other yarns of people who do stuff frequently that just then they give themselves head noise and think, why did I do that? It did not help me. All right, boys, have a good one. Uru.
Yeah, you're definitely onto something there, bro. I'm guilty. If I'm in a place, I have no idea where I'm at. I don't have the music blaring trying to look down a street or pick a fucking house number out. I don't know why either. I've got the volume down in that last moment as well. I think it's just the overstimulated. Like if you're full on thinking about something, you got shit going on. Like
you might be a bit more used to it with four kids, but in the car, I notice when I've got other people in the car, I get more distracted or a bit more head noise going. Can you just shut up the fuck up for one?
Oh man, it's hectic at home sometimes when you got both the twins screaming, evil's carrying on like a fucking pork chop.
Yeah,
it's full on. And the missus, you know, she
left.
She struggles a bit with the overstimulation thing as well. And yeah, those situations with the kids all going off and having to make a decision, or I don't know what that is. Overstimulation, that's what it is.
Yeah,
just your whole brain going, holy fuck, can't handle all this shit.
And five fucking adults in the back of the car is probably worse than kids sometimes too.
Proper. What are you doing, mate? Oh
you missed it.
Oh well, that'd actually be you and Cass driving around. You should put a GoPro on your dash, cunt. Because
I had an anxiety attack after CMC with her in the car. I don't think I didn't even know what that fucking was, but I felt like fucking driving clean off the fucking bridge. I was gonna ask her to get out first, but
copy that.
Yeah, fucking hell. So, yeah, no, traffic and not agreeing and new places driving can really test the relationship.
But thank for fuck all it's parties. Siri you can blame nowadays. Yeah. Not poor old mum with the maps. Yeah. Daggum. Where am I going? Where am I going? Where am I turning? Where am I turning? Oh, I fucking missed it.
Yep.
Remember just sitting in the back going, ooh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, proper.
Yeah, like just going, I would hate to be running the map.
Right. I remember me dad, we had to get from South Bank, this is back in the day before maps, South Bank back to someone's address. Mm. And we had mum's parents in the car with us, plus all us kids.
Oh.
We just went to Hungry Jack's. I think I've told this before. Went to Hungry Jack's when it first opened in Queen Street. And obviously us kids, it's the refill drink thing. Like, this is the best thing ever. You can refill your fucking soft drinks.
Yeah.
So then crossing, so mum's pretty much emptying water bottles of piss as we're trying to piss back in them.
Oh.
All us kids, because stuck in traffic. And then you can imagine the in-laws always drop a comment to the driver.
Yeah.
Trying to read the map.
Oh.
Everyone's pissing themselves. Kids are screaming.
Oh, man.
That traffic. I'm like, how did we not even fucking die?
That's dramas. Yeah, that
I
is.
I remember that was the most, I was like thinking now. If that happened to me, I would have just pulled over the side of the road and just walked. There's no way I could physically have the patience of what he would have gone through.
Mm, that's fucked.
Oh, my God, it's something to work towards.
That is really something we've all got to sit down right now and appreciate is Google Maps. Cunt.
Yeah, you big shout-out.
Fuck off. I don't know how my brain, the way I work, would have ever drove in a city ever.
Yeah. Imagine trying to find, like, the house in the middle of the city.
Yeah,
that's right.
Imagine by yourself.
That's right.
What do you fucking do by yourself? Like, when you had your missus, you needed a navvy to get you through a city.
Remember Kevin Hart said the first time we went on Rogan, like, he's like, my phone died and I had to get somewhere. And he's like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Like, because we're so dependent, obviously. Yeah. He's like, I had to go buy a phone charger, charge my phone, put back into maps, etc. Whereas back in the day, you just had the big fucking MacBook.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine driving with your MacBook.
Yeah.
Trying to look at it yourself
and
find where you're going. Holy
fuck. In traffic.
That's one good thing about technology. Oh, good shit. Fucking there were some great yarns today.
I think, really, obviously, the guitar bloke with the storyline of the show. But great effort from everyone today. That was very refreshing.
Yeah.
Good yarns.
Limerick bloke was good too.
Fucking oaf.
Yeah, everyone was good. But that bit of that acoustic
guitar. And the crackhead with the jumper was fucking great delivery.
Yeah. Fucking oaf.
Well done, team. Well done.
I think this is one of those unlucky ones for a lot of people that were in today.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's probably four or five of those yarns that could have won in another week.
Yeah.
Yep. But keep bringing the heat, champions. That was fucking unreal to listen to. Make sure you go and support the Aussie boys this weekend. Tim, Liam, even Zarafa. Come down to Round Yachty's tonight. Yep. What time's your kickoff, Cambo?
I think 6, mate.
About 6 o'clock. I might be there a little bit later, but I'll be there.
And see you at Rocky Nats. His beers are up there getting around it.
Yep.
And all the best for everyone that went to that country fest in Early.
Fucking
I think the big knuckle is up there.
Yeah, he is. Everyone have a fucking safe and happy Easter. Spoil the kids rotten with some chocolate. Eat some yourself and stay out of each other.
Well, I've fallen on hard times and now I'm not scared to admit I thought my life was over, I couldn't take more of this shit. So when I was at work, your fella texted me a link. He said you'll probably have a laugh or two, give it a go, see what you think. So I parked myself at 8:15 and I lit myself a smoke. And I chucked me fucking headphones on and pressed play on Alpha Blokes. And I learned, we are the Alpha Blokes, yeah, we spin yarns and we tell jokes. We let each other know somebody's there. We are the Alpha Blokes, we'll tell you things you need to know. And if you think you've heard it all, well, think again. Now I've heard things in my time, but I've heard fuck all quite like this. Blokes cover their house in urine after a night out on the piss. There's tales of blokes who shit themselves or snap their banjo string, or forgot to use a franger and lost a bullet up their ring. Now I think we've all agreed we can't keep up with girl sex toys, so I'll leave a voicemail screaming to clear out backed up head noise. And if you've got a problem, you'll get advice from all the lads, from WA to Queensland to New South Wales where they kiss their dads. Come on! We are the Alpha Blokes, yeah, we spin yarns and we tell jokes. We let each other know somebody cares. We are the Alpha Blokes, we'll tell you things you need to know. And if you think you've heard it all, well, think again. Well, long time listener, first time caller, let's hear your carry on. We don't care about your background, your gender, race or where you're from. And when I get my carry-on cap, I'll keep it high up on my shelf. And when I wear it out in public, I'll tell cunts, stay out of yourself. Go on! We are the Alpha Blokes, yeah, we spin yarns and we tell jokes. We'll let each other know somebody cares. We are the Alpha Blokes, we'll tell you things you need to know. And if you think you've heard it all, well, think again. We are the Alpha Blokes, we spin yarns and we tell jokes. We let each other know somebody cares. We are the Alpha Blokes, we'll tell you things you need to know. And if you think you've heard it all, well, think again. If you think you've heard it all, well, think again. If you think you've heard it all, well, think again.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.